Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, a weekly podcast that gives you an in-depth look at the South Alabama Jaguars. You can find a new podcast uploaded weekly online at usajaguars.com or take the podcast with you on your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Just search South Alabama Jaguars.
Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, the weekly podcast of the University of South Alabama Department of Athletics. Joining us this week on one of the few days he's in town here in the next couple of weeks with their upcoming schedule, Jaguar shortstop Drew LeBounty from the baseball team. Drew, thanks for coming in today.
Yes, sir. Excited to be here. I'm glad I could do it.
As we mentioned, you got in late from Hattiesburg last night. You get a short turnaround, and then tomorrow you and your teammates will get on the bus and head to Lafayette, Louisiana to play the Raging Cajuns, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But, you know, to date so far, you guys, you're 15-10 overall. It's a good record, but 8 of those 10 losses are 1 or 2 runs. Do you guys feel like, man, we're really close to having a special year? And have you guys talked about as a group, what do we need to do to get over the hump and flip those scores in our favor?
Yeah, you know, I think those run one losses come from just not playing together very long. This is a first year for a lot of guys on the team. And that just comes from camaraderie and chemistry, and I think the ball just hadn't really bounced our way, especially in the beginning of the year, you know. Like you said, a bunch of 1-1 losses, and, you know, that's just the game of baseball. You know, sometimes the ball doesn't bounce your way, and you just got to keep fighting and keep playing hard, and eventually it will. You know, we've been playing better as of late, and looking forward to this weekend in Lafayette.
And I imagine, you know, college baseball's a 56-game season. Minor leagues, you get in the hundreds. Major leagues are 162. And there are a lot more opportunities. So you have so many games left that I'm sure you guys haven't hit any sort of panic button. It's just more about being patient and knowing that if you keep working hard, the rewards will come.
Absolutely. You know, it, just as you said, you know, it's a 56-game schedule. With that being said, every game matters. You know, every game's a big game. We want to treat every game like it's a must-win, because that's how we feel. Especially, you know, trying to get into the NCAA tournament. You know, every game is very important. But just as you said, you know, there's no panic. We just keep playing hard. Our coaches have ingrained in us just play the game the right way, and the game will come back to you, you know, and I think that's just what we're going to do.
You know, the flip side is that you are 5-1 in the Sun Belt. You guys are off to a great start in conference play after sweeping Georgia State at home, on top of the East Division, going into the Louisiana Lafayette series this weekend. And for those that can't make the trip, Friday night at 6, Saturday night at 6, Sunday afternoon at 1 at MLT Moore Field, and you can catch the broadcast on 99.5 FM The Jag. But you guys, any preparations? There's a small group of you that were here in 2015, the last time South made the trip to Louisiana Lafayette. And, of course, it's a really big baseball rivalry, and it's a really interesting place to play. Have you guys talked about that, gone through kind of what you think you're heading into this weekend?
Well, definitely the guys who have been there before, who have played against Lafayette, who've played at their field especially, and know what their fans are like. You know, we know it's going to be a great atmosphere. It's going to be fun to play in. Really looking forward to the opportunity. I know they're a good team. I think last week they were ranked, you know, 17th in the country or whatnot. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be a great atmosphere, like I said, and we're all really looking forward to it, and hopefully we can come out on top.
It's part of a stretch. You guys are in the middle of the season. You got 9 straight on the road. How hard is that for you guys to know it's constantly you're getting on buses, and whether it's a day trip like yesterday or a weekend series? Is it really hard, or do you play so many games that it almost doesn't make a difference to you guys?
I think it's definitely more difficult to play on the road. You know, going into a place last night in Southern Miss, you know, that's a great atmosphere to play in as well. Their fans are rowdy, and it's fun, you know. I think on the road, it just it allows your team to kind of bring together a little bit more, you know. You're constantly in the hotel hanging out with each other and eating together and doing that type thing. So it definitely brings you closer as a team. But definitely the bus rides, I'm not going to tell you they're fun, but, you know, that's just part of it. And, we know coming in, what we need to do to get prepared, and, just really looking forward to it.
So I want to go back. You've been here since 2014. You're originally from Pensacola, had a great career at Pensacola Catholic, but all that said, that first year you were here, kind of expectations did you have, and specifically, did you just think you were going to walk into a starting role in college baseball, or what was your mindset when you first got here?
Well, I think anybody who comes into a program, they want to play, you know. To be honest with you, I don't know if I was prepared mentally or physically for a 56-game schedule. You know, in high school we played 25 games, and, you know, that was pretty demanding, but there's nothing like after that hump, after the 25-game hump, to you know, play another 25 and add on more. So, you know, that was tough physically for me especially. But, yeah, you know, I think coming in, anybody wants to start, anybody wants to play. But, you know, I was just fortunate enough to have those opportunities, and I think it's definitely helped me as I've gotten older.
You remember, you have any kind of reaction that mid-February weekend opening, and you find out your name's in the lineup card for your first ever college game? What was your reaction to that?
Well, to be honest with you, I was very excited, very humbled that the coaching staff had the, you know, had the confidence in me to put me as a starting shortstop as a freshman. It's funny because, you know, I kind of wanted to get in the flow of the game, and just so happens the first pitch of the first game that I ever played was hit to me. So that kind of, as soon as that happened, you know, I felt like I was fine. I felt like, okay, like, you know, I can do this. I can play on this level. And so after that, I just kind of, ever since then, just getting more and more comfortable throughout the year.
Visiting with Jaguar shortstop Drew LeBounty this week on Inside Jag Nation. You know, that freshman year, you went on to start 54 times. You had a regular role. Hit 237, six doubles, 21 RBI, 22 runs. Talk about what you you said that the length of the season was something that caught your attention, but was there anything else that you found was difficult in making the jump from playing high school baseball to college?
Yeah, I think we touched on it earlier about the travel. You know, in high school we would play teams probably 20 minutes away, and maybe our district games were an hour and a half, but other than that, it wasn't really a bunch of travel. And so when you get here in college, you know, teams are as far as 8 hours away. You know, we got Georgia Southern that we just went to, 8 hours away, and now we got Lafayette, that's probably four. So yeah, I think the travel, staying in hotels, getting up and playing there, playing in different type of atmospheres, you know, just prepares you for a lot of different things that you'll face in your life, honestly. So
all right, so the following spring, you're in the lineup again, and you got off to a really fast start. Hit 371, drove in five, scored 12 runs in 12 games, and you had shoulder issues, and it forced you to shut down for the year. Do you remember your reaction when you were told, hey, your season's over, even though you're off to a great start?
Yeah, you know, it was tough. Definitely, it was honestly hard because I wanted to be there for my teammates. I wanted to play for them. We had a great group of guys that year, just like we do this year, and they were fun to compete with, fun to play with. And, you know, I felt like I disappointed them. I felt like I let them down, and I think that was the toughest part. But I think, you know, I got hurt in high school as well. I had elbow issues in high school. So I think coming off of that, you know, kind of prepared me on how to react, how to approach therapy and what the surgery would be like. So I think coming off of that really helped me to understand and help my team win even when I'm not playing.
And that actually leads me into my next question, because I was going to say, all right, so the team went 37 and 20 at the end of the year and played a great game against Louisiana Lafayette in the championship game of the Sun Belt Conference tournament. You can't do it physically. What did you do to maintain a role on the team and contribute to that?
Yeah, it's definitely tough, you know, being injured and still wanting to help your team win. I just think the main thing would be to just be there for your teammates, cheer them on in the dugout, pat them on the back when they do something good and when they do something bad, you know. This is a tough game. It's a game of failure. And just being there for your teammates and helping them any way you can.
Knowing that last spring that you were coming off this procedure that was serious enough that it ended the previous year, what kind of expectations did you have going into last season?
Well, I think any expectations are to win. You know, that was my main goal. Whether I was coming back as a starting shortstop or not, you know, I just think the main goal was to win. And just so happened I was able to get in the starting lineup again and just contribute in any way, shape, or form. You know, I think last year they had me starting out in the bottom of the order and, you know, just did what I can to help the team win and ended up moving up in the order. But that's just a tribute to our coaching staff just doing the best they can to put people in the right positions to win games, and that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, and to your credit, I'm gonna say, as an observer, you're being slightly modest. He ended up hitting .284, 12 doubles, couple homers, 43 RBI, scored 47. Really a number I'm sure Coach Calvi and the staff like as much as I do, is you walked 59 times, only struck out 36. Great ratio, and you stole 14 bases. It was good enough to be named first team all Sun Belt Conference. What was your reaction when you learned the news, you know, and it would have been going into the conference tournament that you would earn that honor?
Well, I was very excited, you know, very humbled that, you know, other coaching staffs and other players that vote on that, you know, was, you know, that they saw me as being one of the top shortstops in the conference. You know, it was very humbling, and I was very excited. You know, I like I said before, you know, the main goal is to win, and I've always believed that the stats will come second. And, you know, just fortunate enough to win enough games and contribute enough that the stats were there in the end, that they were able to vote me in that.
So I want to go back to growing up in Pensacola. Your dad has been the longtime coach of Pensacola Catholic, where you ended up playing when you got to high school. You remember how old you were when you started playing? I mean, I think it's fairly safe to say why you did. And, like, when you were a kid, even if you weren't playing, you remember getting involved in the game at a really young age just because you would tag along with him and maybe go to his practices while he was working? And what was that like as a kid?
Oh, absolutely. I think it was huge for me to grow up around the field. My dad, like you said, was always the coach when I was growing up. I think I started T-ball when I was probably 4 or 5. But even before then, I was up at the field all the time. My mom would take me up there for practices, and I would just hang out with the guys. And I think it was most important for me when I probably turned about 8 or 9, maybe 10 years old, to just go up and actually practice with the team, learn how they went about their business, learn how they practice. And that was huge for me, just to be able to be around those guys and to understand what it takes to first be a high school player, and then a lot of those guys moved on to play college baseball. So them coming back and kind of mentoring me and mentoring a lot of the other guys was big for me, just to understand, you know, what it takes to be where they're at.
So when you finally got to Pensacola Catholic, did you find that it was hard to play for your dad? I mean, was it hard for him too? I mean, a lot of times when that happens, it's the balance of, I got to treat you like the rest of the team. Some coaches are harder on their kids. What was it like for you?
Well, you know, my dad tells a story. First day of practice, he didn't know whether I was going to call him dad or coach. And so first day of practice, I'm yelling at him, dad, dad, dad. So from then on out, I think he was kind of like, okay, you know, he's still my son. And he did a great job. You know, I attribute this to him a lot, you know, especially with games. After games, he would leave the games at the field. And then when on the ride home or even at the house, he was dad, you know. And I think that was huge for me, big for him as well, you know. It was fun to play with him. It was fun to compete with him. And he had been my coach a few times growing up, but oftentimes he let other dads and other coaches coach me so I can learn from them and him as well. And so I just learning from him and knowing, you know, what type of person he was and still is, you know, obviously. But I just think it really wasn't that hard, wasn't that difficult. Maybe he did treat me a little bit differently, maybe a little bit harder on me. But I think that made me who I am today, you know. And I think that was big for me, and I enjoyed every moment playing with my dad.
At what point did you start thinking, hey, I think I can play this game at a higher level, and I might be able to get scholarship and get some school paid for?
Yeah, I know. I'm not sure what the actual, you know, when the date was or what year I thought I could play. But honestly, growing up and being around my dad's team and everything, all I really ever wanted to do was play for my dad at Catholic. And, you know, school started calling maybe my sophomore year or maybe junior year. But up until then, you know, it was really just about playing for my dad and really just competing with him because I loved Catholic high school. I grew up around there and I knew everybody there. And the kids that came in with me were kids that I grew up with and played, you know, travel baseball with and rec ball with. So really it was just about competing with them and having fun with them. And, you know, the success that I've carried on to South Alabama is just a tribute to a lot of those guys and a lot of those teammates back then. So
obviously ended up here, but who else recruited you? Who do you remember taking phone calls from and thinking, well, they're in play, I might want to go to school there? And ultimately, against those other teams, what drew you to commit to and sign with South Alabama?
There were a few other teams that I was talking to. I was in communication with Southern Miss, actually, that I played yesterday, Mississippi State, Troy a little bit. But the only other offer I got was from Florida State. You know, I committed a little early, which was okay by me. I wanted to kind of get it over with and just focus on playing baseball with the guys that I grew up playing with. But yeah, I think honestly, I got hurt my sophomore year, so I wasn't able to play. And South Alabama, Coach Zuli and Coach Calvi, they stayed in contact with me. You know, I could tell how much they wanted me to come here. I felt like you know, they needed me, you know, and that was a big thing for me. You know, I wanted to go somewhere where I felt like I was wanted, you know, and a couple of other schools were kind of hesitant, you know, maybe because I'm 5'7", you know, 150 pounds. I'm not a very physical guy, you know, and that's just part of it. And honestly, South Alabama just, you know, kept after me, and I really felt like, you know, it was a place for me to go, and I couldn't be more happier with my decision.
Visiting with Drew LeBounty, shortstop for the Jaguar baseball team this week, in advance of a 3-game series at Louisiana Lafayette that starts Friday night at 6. Fans can catch the broadcast 99.5 FM, the Jag. When you look at your game, you just said you're not a big guy, you're not very physical. What's the key to success for you? What do you do well that contributes to the team doing well?
I think just getting on base, getting to first base. You know, you mentioned the 59 walks last year, and a lot of that's probably because I'm a smaller guy and I'm harder to pitch to. But even then, you know, just doing what I can defensively as a shortstop, I feel like I'm in control out there with, you know, moving everybody around and things like that. And, you know, just doing what I do best and staying within myself, not trying to do too much. A lot of times when I get in trouble, I try to do too much. You know, you said I'm not a very physical guy, you know. I'm not a real big home run threat or anything like that. So I just try to hit line drives and get on base and score runs, you know.
I imagine if the coaches ever see you swinging for the fences, you're probably going to hear about it rather quick when you get to the dugout. What's your relationship with professional baseball? Do you watch a lot of it on TV, or do you try and catch college games? I mean, how much of a fan are you of the sport outside of playing it?
I'm a very big fan. Like you said, I grew up around baseball, grew up watching baseball with my dad. And, you know, I watch baseball a lot, honestly. Right now I'm watching a lot of college baseball because the pro season hasn't quite gotten underway yet. But, yeah, when pro season starts, I'll watch a lot more pro. I just enjoy, you know, them competing at that type of level. You know, it's hard on TV to see how good those guys are. But once you play on the college level, once you see how good they are, it's pretty exciting to watch. And those guys are amazing to do what they do day in and day out for 162 games. And it's really fun to watch. And honestly, you learn a lot from watching. And I think that's helped me a lot in my game, just to see what they do and try to emulate the type of plays that they make.
You know, you're in your redshirt junior season. Obviously, you're hitting that age where there's potential you are draft eligible somewhere down the line, whether it's this summer, next summer, after a senior year. Potentially, there's the option to play professionally. Something you've thought about, is it a goal? If it isn't a goal, do you want to kind of remain in the game in another capacity, or do you have other career aspirations?
Yeah, I think my first aspiration would be to play professionally if the opportunity comes about. I'm not banking on it or anything like that. I just, honestly, I said it before, just, you know, competing with the guys I'm with right now. You know, I think I enjoy this group of guys. I enjoy the camaraderie that that we have, the friendships that I made here, and just competing with those guys. You know, there's a few guys that I've come with as a freshman that have stayed throughout the time. Bolger. Matt Bolger, second baseman, and Cam Cummings, first base outfield. So those are friendships that will last a lifetime, you know. And just competing with those guys and having fun and enjoying our time together here first. And then if pro ball does happen for me, you know, I'd be very excited, very thrilled for the opportunity. And hopefully just make the most of it, just enjoy that time. Doing what I love the most, which is play baseball. But as for further aspirations, I'd say just I definitely want to be a coach. I'm not sure on what level, what aspect, but definitely want to be around the game. I would consider myself a baseball lifer, yeah. In a sense. Just always have enjoyed the game, always watched the game, always am around the game. So just, you know, I'm not sure exactly what I want to do, but definitely something that has to do with the game of baseball.
You talked about the camaraderie of the team, and I think might explain we're doing a podcast, so we're communicating with listeners. There's no video to it, but you got a hat on, and it's pretty much my understanding that in a move of camaraderie, the entire team has decided to go with some interesting hairstyles here in the middle of the season. You want to talk about that decision and that look that you got going on right now?
Well, honestly, I think it came from the World Baseball Classic, where Puerto Rico did something very similar. Kind of had a wacky hairstyle, and, you know, honestly, it wasn't that we were struggling early on, but we weren't getting over the hump like we mentioned before. And it just, we needed something to kind of bring us together to, you know, have some fun with it and just, you know, and enjoy the moment. And I think the haircuts was a great idea, you know. Actually, I was the first to get the haircut, and I was kind of hoping everybody else would follow so I didn't look like something else. But yeah, so I think it's just something to bring us together, and we've had a lot of fun with it, just enjoying it, and it's been great. You know, just, you know, it gets people talking, gets people laughing, and gets the fans involved a little bit. So it's been fun.
Visiting with Drew Labowne this week, and we appreciate the time. The Jaguars in the middle of a 9-game road stretch, and that includes traveling to Lafayette Thursday in preparation for the weekend series. But before we let you go, I'm going to ask you a handful of questions outside of baseball. Just first thing that comes to your mind. You ready?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
You don't have a lot of free time, 56 games, practice, classes. When you do have it, what's your favorite thing to do?
Watch baseball.
Outside of baseball, what's your favorite sport?
Basketball.
What's the best athletic event you've ever attended as a fan?
That would have to be the ALCS between the Tampa Bay Rays and the Boston Red Sox. I attended game 6 and 7 in Tampa, and it was just a great atmosphere. It was fun to watch.
What athletic event that you've never been to is at the top of your bucket list that you want to go when you get your first chance?
I'd say the Masters.
Going on a dream vacation, where are you going?
I've been there a few times, but Gatlinburg, Tennessee, I love the mountains and, you know, it's kind of a homey feel, so it's good.
Favorite movie?
The Natural.
Favorite musical artist?
Need to Breathe.
And long down the line, when a Hollywood producer loves your story, your baseball lifer story, and wants to make a movie about Drew LaBounty, what actor plays the lead role?
That's a good one. I don't know many actors, to be honest with you. I don't know. That's a tough question. I don't know.
We'll get someone else to figure it out for us. They can come on a future podcast and tell us their best guess for you. Drew LaBounty, Jaguar shortstop, with us on Inside Jag Nation this week. Appreciate the time. Best of luck, not just this weekend at Louisiana Lafayette, but the rest of the season.
I really enjoyed it. Thank you.
Inside Jag Nation is a production of South Alabama Athletics. Any rebroadcast or distribution of this podcast without the express written consent of South Alabama Athletics is strictly prohibited. Remember, you can find a new episode of Inside Jag Nation every week on USAJaguars.com or have them automatically uploaded to your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Keep up to date with the Jags by following us on Twitter with @USAJaguarSports and @JagNationUSA. Thanks for listening, and go Jags! Wow!